Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, if there's, and you spend a lot of time and energy really paying attention to the Maryland wine scene and the way it's evolving, and it's awesome and it's very exciting. But of all the whites, and we're seeing a lot of Chardonnay, but of all the whites that are sort of coming out, there's one which really seems to be kind of emerging as maybe being the classic Maryland white.
Right.
And it's Vidal.
Vidal Blanco, also known as. It is a hybrid. It's a hybrid of Uni Blanc, also known as Trebbiano.
Okay.
And a pre-existing hybrid called Rayon d'Or. It was created in France in the 1930s. And it was very winter hardy, so it caught the attention of people up in New York who were looking for something that could survive on the East Coast. And we asked very little of it other than that. Early on, we discovered it can make some really nice sweet wine. But as it happens, it just took to Maryland like a duck to water. It loves growing here.
That's awesome.
And it's easy to grow. It's easy to work with. And the really exciting thing, Hugh, is that it's a chameleon. Depending how you treat it, you get a different type of wine. I was at the Maryland wine event, the winter wine event, a few weeks ago, and I had a chance to taste a bunch of these, and I was just blown away. And I'm not kidding. This is not a homer speaking. I'm telling you for real. First one I tried was Knob Hall's Vidal, clean, spring-like nose, full flavored, made me think of Chablis.
Okay.
It really did, and I would love to try it with oysters. I don't have the prices on these, so I apologize, but they're not terribly expensive. I went over to Bordy, and Bordy's been doing wonderful things with Vidal.
For a long time.
I think they had a dry Vidal that won the Governor's Cup a while back, which some people thought could never happen, but it did. So they really know what they're doing with it. This was their semi-sweet, 2% residual sugar, tropical fruit nose, a lot like Viognier. But what it really, really reminded me was Vouvray.
Okay.
It was a lot like a good Vouvray, which is a Chenin Blanc.
Right.
And here we go again. This is two really nice wines. I went over to Crow, which is one of my favorite new properties, and their Vidal Blanc from 2013, intense, very clean, very classy, a touch of earthiness, a little bit of lemon and green pear. Rueda from Spain.
Really?
A dead ringer. Yeah. I mean, Verdejo. So again, it's changing its character, and it was just a totally different wine. I went over to Big Cork, which is a really nice new winery, and they're doing great things there. They have an Ice Vidal, which we knew the Vidal could do really well. Oh, it was just outstanding. And you could compare this to an ice wine.
Did it maintain the acidity?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's terrific.
Absolutely. Just absolutely delicious. So again, it's just doing things that great wines at much higher prices can do. We had a couple of sparkling wines. One was from Cygnus. It's the Royal. It's a Blanc de Blanc, 100% Vidal. And then also Great Shoals has a sparkling Vidal. And both of these were vinified bone dry. And you've got lots of wonderful apple flavors. You got a lot of minerality. You would get a little bit of hazelnut on some of these things. Both of them are really very decent, a very, very nice mouthfeel. So my conclusion is that Vidal is here to stay, and they're really wonderful. I'm going to put all of these wines on our website, wypr.org. Let people check them out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.